Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about immeasurably more gratitude, learning a life of thankfulness, living a life of thankfulness, recognizing how to express that thankfulness to God and to one another. And today we want to focus in on thankful in song and spend a little time considering what the music of our life is a reflection of. Psalm 69, verse 30 says, I will praise God's name in song and glorify Him with thanksgiving. Probably fitting to come from a book of Psalms, the hymnal, so to speak, of David's day, to have instruction on praising God in song, of glorifying Him with thanksgiving. You'll find much, especially throughout the Psalms, but throughout the Bible, that illustrates and instructs on our need to be thankful. And you'll also find a lot that talks about how the songs of our heart become expressions of what's inside. We know Jesus talked about the words that we use, that out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. But I think we hear this idea of being thankful in song, and for some people, we automatically kind of bypass it because we're not singers. Yet I believe for all of us, and myself included, that would not be one that someone may want to listen to singing a solo. God has placed within us a melody, a song of praise. I think throughout my life and how much music has been a part, the listening of music, the singing a melody, a song in my heart. When all alone on the farm, even singing those songs loud and proud. But one of the things that happens as we live life is we're surrounded by a variety of influences. And many times they're not as obvious as perhaps they ought to be. Music is one of those that influences in a credible way. But because we generally view it as entertainment or something to just fill the quietness, we often overlook the power that it has. And unfortunately, that means we can easily allow an influence into our life that, well, is not good. It's not beneficial. It does not build us up or anyone else. And when we consider the power of giving thanks to God through music, through the songs of our life, I think of all of the opportunities that we miss when we fill our lives with songs that have no gratitude, that are not praiseworthy, that some may simply be neutral, but many are against God and godly principles. And we have all kinds of reasons why we listen to what we listen to, why we contemplate what we contemplate on. But sometimes when we have all kinds of reasons for doing something, what it really means is we've gotten good at justifying. And when we consider the enormous power of giving thanks to God through song, a verbal song, an internal song, a song in our mind, not only does it offer thanks to God, but it goes a long way to increasing our gratitude. Songs that are filled with angry words and angry tones tend to make angry people. And songs that are filled with peaceful words and peaceful tones tend to make peaceful people. Now, I'm not saying that the songs and the music itself is responsible for the actions that we take or we don't take. They're simply influencers. We still make that choice. We still have that decision. Will I do what is right or will I do what is not right? But the more that we surround ourselves and fill ourselves with godly influence, the more that will be the result. Godliness. When we feed God's Spirit, it grows. God says when His Spirit grows within us, when it dwells within us, when we feed it, it produces fruit, and that fruit has a variety of parts. Parts which are good and noble, parts with which there is no law against. And when we sing and make music in our heart to the Lord, we do so in a manner that is thankful for His work in our life. And that type of attitude, that type of lifestyle spills over into how we treat one another. When we learn to be filled with those songs of gratitude towards God, it reminds us of His love, His mercy, His forgiveness. It keeps us on task when it comes to our offering that same sense of love and mercy and forgiveness to the people around us. It's when we forget what God has done for us that we are more likely to not remember how we ought to treat one another. That nature of self takes over, and all we think about is what satisfies me. And those songs of praise, those songs of thanksgiving need to rise within us to remind us to shift our focus to the things of God. We live life, and for many people we live life afraid of silence. And we think we have to fill it with something, and sometimes when we get to that point of having to fill it something, we conclude that anything is better than nothing. And yet God's desire is that the songs of our life would be filled with gratitude, would be filled with praise to Him, would be filled with uplifting words, not words which tear down. We hear all kinds of things in today's music, and we rationalize and make excuses of its expression, and that's just getting the pain that's inside out. And yet, it becomes contagious. It's often been said, and studies have been done to indicate that overall, a student coming into school as a kindergartner will eventually accomplish what he's told that he can. I recognize that there's limitations to this study and there's mental capacity that plays into it. But in an overall situation, we're an easily influenced people. We don't like to think so, but we are. And the discouraging words of a person that continually tells us that we can't makes us believe we can't. And some will rise above that and to prove them wrong, but others never do. And that's the power of the songs of our heart, the songs of that ought to be of thankfulness to God. Because we let the words sink in. And we begin to believe them. How much better to go through the day consistently being reminded of amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Than to hear discouraging words that might bring us down. You see, these songs of praise, these songs of thanksgiving are not simply God's vanity of wanting to hear from us what he already knows. It's actually his lesson. Knowing that when we fill ourselves with these songs of gratitude, it changes us. And it changes how we view him. It changes how we view one another. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. God, today I pray that you would help us to examine the songs of our heart. The songs that we internalize, the songs that we listen to, the songs that we sing, the songs that fill our heart and mind. And as we examine those, may we consider just how thankful they are or how unthankful they are. Help us to live with a greater sense of gratitude as we give thanks with song. And that those songs that we allow to fill us, to flow through us, to shape us, would be songs of gratitude. Father, while our mind is filled with reminders of what a good, good Father that you are, may it change the way we live as a father. May it change the way we live as a person. May it change the way we live as a child. Father, may our songs of praise and thanksgiving not simply be on our lips and in our heart, but may they be lived with our life. And may the music that we dwell upon be music of encouragement. Not simply the selfish encouragement that helps us, but an encouragement that flows to others. Father, even as we recognize that these songs of thankfulness may sound different from one person to another, may we realize the importance of being a benefit, not simply to ourselves, but to those who listen, to those around us. So, Father, whatever our preferred style of volume of music might be, may we find within that the songs of gratitude that shape us into being a more thankful person. And Father, as we live life filled with these songs of praise, these songs of thanksgiving, may Jesus be at the core of all of them so that we would lift Him up with the very music of our life, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.